Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. That's the lovely sound of Howard Jones being played on cassette in my car, which is 13 years old. And I've just been listening to the wonderful Paul Omani telling a story about a 10-euro note. Brilliant, brilliant story. I can't promise anything as interesting as that. But I did want to record a quick audio diary entry. First of all, feeling quite saddened at the moment because I had to dismantle put away and rearrange stuff, equipment and furniture in my little studio last night, because we have an electrician coming in to do some work in the fuse box. Turns out that the oven in the kitchen does not have a proper high capacity electric cable powering it, and you know cookers normally have like an isolation switch. Our oven was plugged into a normal 13 amp socket, apparently, so it's vitally important safety wise to have the correct size of wire which can convey the right amount of amps safely without burning, but yeah, that necessitates putting a new mains distribution box in where the electricity supply is, laying a wire into the house from there to the kitchen. So yeah, unfortunately, it means that the electrician needs to have access to that box. That electric supply box, which is in my studio, so I had to move all my furniture off and unplug all my synths and mixers and move my speaker and my stuff, one of my speakers, to make a clear path for this wonderful and I'm sure very charming electrician, hopefully also very skilled electrician, to do his job without him putting his filthy war-torn tools on my on my lovely new table and lovely expensive studio monitor speakers and stuff. Unfortunately, during the process, my iMac took a tumble. It seems to be absolutely fine, but that was a bit of a panicky moment there when the iMac took a tumble. But yeah, so it's with some trepidation that I'm anticipating going home this evening and seeing what state my studio is in after he's been and done his business. But you know, safety is very important, and it's just unfortunate to find these things out after the fact, as it were. If we'd found out that there wasn't a correct supply to the oven when we were having the building work done, when the studio itself was created out of what used to be the garage in the house, there was an electrician there. He didn't notice at the time that why is there only one wire going off into the kitchen? You know, one of those 6mm thick wires. But he didn't know. Had he noticed it then and said, "Oh, by the way, you know, this is wrong. We need to sort that out." It would have been a quick job to do it then, and I wouldn't have. You know, I didn't already have my studio assembled and set up in an optimal way that I do now. Well, I did yesterday until the evening. I had to take it all apart. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what it's like, and I'll be looking forward to putting my studio back together again and getting ready February, what do they call it? Record production month. Other stuff on my mind. Got some work stuff on my mind actually, and I thought I'd just take the opportunity to do a bit of a diary on this. I was given a new role about 4 months ago now. I was given a new role in the company I'd been working for 9 years, but sort of a 6 months transitionary period whereby I continue to stay in and around my old working environment and responsibilities, supporting the new person who's now got that role and that responsibility. So sort of hanging around and making sure that that person is supported, and there's a bit of a safety net there that I, who have got so much experience of having set it all up in the first place and stuff, I can, that he still has the benefit of access to my experience and even my efforts in dealing with stuff that he can kind of pass to me to do. So that's part of the transition to the new role. But at the end of sort of the 6 months transitionary period, obviously I want to be doing my new role. And it's, to me, it's quite, I'm reflecting on stuff because the new role is a new role within that company. It doesn't exist in there before. So I've had the opportunity to write my own objectives and, you know, create new processes and standards and templates and, just sort of create a new role and create a new function within the company. And so there's not a lot of sort of prior art for me to use within the company. You know, so it's not like I can go to my line manager and say, oh, how do you do this? Because he doesn't know, because he hasn't done that job either. Yeah, it's a bit different to what I've had before, where there's always been kind of someone higher up who's been where I am and is able to then tell me exactly, give me guidance as to what I should do. And there's also not a lot of sort of demand. And I was listening to Paul Ryan talking on his excerpt from his book he's writing. He did an audio book, that was very interesting. He was talking about, you know, having to go out and create demand. So I've always, up to this point, I've always been very much people knocking at my door saying, "Can you help us out with that? Can you help us out with this? Can you deal with this?" So the work was coming to me, and now I'm in a situation where I need to drum up the demand myself. So that's a very interesting new challenge for me as well. Just to have that demand, have the right demand, the right motivations to do things. I have to stop at the moment and fill up the car with diesel, so bear with me. Oh, isn't that glorious? Howard Jones. So as you can hopefully you can see, I've gone from having a role where I've had for so many years, like a Pavlovian dog. I've had people motivating me with people have been coming to me with issues that needed dealing with, and I've dealt with them, and then felt that it was appreciated, and satisfaction of having done a good job, and that's where I get my reward. And now I'm moving into a situation where I have to create the demand myself. I have to establish the demand, and then once that's established, then I can deliver on it, and presumably the reward will feel so much greater because I've established the demand as well, rather than just delivering what's been required of me. But I find myself subconsciously motivated to do those bits of my old job, which, you know, I was pretty good at, I think. I think I was actually very good at them. And it's quite satisfying. It's easy to get a quick fix by just jumping in and doing bits of my old job, and people appreciate that being done, and then there's a quick feedback reward loop there for me. Psychologically, so I find myself being drawn into those tasks, whereas the new job tasks, where I'm out of my comfort zone, and the kind of the feedback reward element of it seems to be much further away. I find myself subconsciously not being motivated to expend the effort on that. So the purpose of this boo really is just to record that for myself so that I can refer to this revelation. So I'm not asking for other people to give me advice about what I should do. It's really more for me to have, for me to refer back to in the future. Keep an eye on myself to make sure. Keep an eye on myself and say, look, Simon, are you being tempted into doing bits of your old job to get a quick fix of job satisfaction and shying away from the new uncharted territory of your new role. Part of me thinks, well, because the things that I'll be doing in my new role, the things that I am doing in my new role, they seem so trivial to me. They seem so easy, and so perhaps maybe I'm also slightly undervaluing those skills and processes and things that I've got to deliver. It kind of feels really easy. That where's the challenge? You know, and you know, surely this is obvious. Surely the teams are already doing these things, and they, you know, do they really need me to go in there and point out where they're not doing them? And where they could be doing things more efficiently. And how much are they going to appreciate somebody coming in and telling them where they've been going wrong all these years? So, there are other bits to it as well. But I think it's mostly for me the I should just be confident about that and say, well, no, maybe it seems obvious to me, but it obviously isn't obvious to them, and I know I really know the benefits that it can give by thinking the way that I'm thinking, and so that's why I should push it out there and sell it and deliver it to the people that I can need to deliver it to. I think it's also an exposure thing. I think I need to perhaps get out of the environment a bit more, but the old environment, the environment of my old job, get out of those conversations, out of the maybe not sit in the same place, so I can't hear things going on that I think, oh, I could add some value there by doing a bit of my old job. So by removing myself from those temptations, also hopefully I can concentrate more on my future, rather than on doing bits of my old job. So so mostly this is a boo for me. So thank you me for listening to this. And if anyone else who isn't me is listening to this, then please don't feel you need to give advice or whatever. I'd be very happy to hear people's thoughts and ideas, but I'm not asking you to do so. There we go. So yeah, thanks anyone who's listened, especially if it's me, and yes, toodle-boo.